Welcome to the Dirt Show, brought to you by Casey's General Stores. And this week, week number two of Ladies Month, we're going to talk to retired IndyCar driver Sarah Fisher. We're going to hear from Larry Loshand about his dirt track racing cars. Denny Garber's about an upcoming racing event in Windham, Minnesota. And our old friend Speed from Cookies Barbecue Sauces and Seasonings. Right after a few words from our sponsors.
Record-breaking yields and low harvest prices. The value of on-farm storage is higher than ever. Start planning for next year now. An on-farm storage system from NASCO Equipment gives you the marketing flexibility to capture the best prices when the timing is right. And that can make a huge difference to your bottom line. Call us, NASCO Equipment, your local Balin, GSI, and Farm Fans dealer. And make an investment now that will maximize your farm's profitability year after year. Call NASCO Equipment of Fairmont or International Sealy Records today at 507-235-9506.
Any mechanic, woodworker, or craftsman knows that the right tool makes the job a whole lot easier. And having the right tool means having a choice. Honda's 4Trax Rancher line of ATVs are premium tools for the jobs you need to do, whether that's on the job site, hunting, exploring, or on the ranch. It's easy for you to choose the right mix of rancher features, just like reaching for that right tool. So head on down to Trimble Cycle Center in Austin and check out the new 2017 Honda 4Trax Rancher lineup. Shouldn't all life's choices be that easy? Honda recommends the Rancher for riders 16 years old and older, and recommends that all ATV riders take a training course. Trimble Cycle Center in Austin, USA's second oldest Honda dealer.
Lou Fager's Racing in Delano, Minnesota is this area's authorized Rocket and Shaw Chassis repair shop, offering a full-service online store at fagersracing.com. Log on and join our email for updated newsletters, and check out the LFRE Superstock, Modified, and late model chassis, including all the IMCA and WSOTA parts you need. Lou Fager's Racing has decades of experience in making fast drivers even faster. See them online at fagersracing.com or give them a call at 800-328-3618, and they'll get the parts you need. Compliments of Lightning Lou.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please?
Hey, you in the truck. Looks nice, but looks like every other one. Bring it into Auto Trim Design. Let us help you make it your own. Running boards, chrome accents, dress up your vehicle. Make your work truck with bed liners, trailer hitches, and toppers. We have over 30 years of experience in the truck accessory business. I invite you to stop by and see what we can do for you. We're located in Owatonna at 3275 Old Highway 14, 1 mile west of Walmart.
Get a large two-topping pizza for only $12 at Casey's General Stores right now. Don't miss out on this limited time only special. Take advantage of this delicious deal by ordering online at caseystogo.com or using our mobile app. Don't have the mobile app? Download it right now and receive a free 32-ounce fountain. Enjoy easy online ordering, special coupons, games, and more. Casey's, famous for pizza.
Hey friends, it's Speed the Sauce Man. At Cookies, sauces and seasonings are our business. Food is our passion. Try our wings and things hot sauce and everything from chicken wings to your morning eggs. Use it in recipes like spicy chicken noodle dinner, party dip, and buffalo chicken pizza. And it's not only delicious, but it's award-winning too. Wings and things recently earned first place honors from the National Barbecue Association. Remember, smart cookies use cookies.
Cookies is the one.
Hey, this is Dave from Severson Oil, VP Racing Fuels, and you're listening to the Driver Segment on The Dirt Show.
Welcome back to the Driver Segment here on The Dirt Show, and it is my pleasure today to be joined by retired IndyCar driver Sarah Fisher. And Sarah, how did you get your start in racing, and what path did you take to work your way towards Indy?
Well, I got started in racing. My family was heavily involved in like wing sprint cars in Ohio, and you know, my aunts and uncles and my mom and dad, and so sprint cars and midgets, and so you know, my background was very much racing from a family standpoint. And so when I was five, it was time to get in a quarter midget and get going. So ever since then, that's really all I've known. And you know, it was just that lucky kid from the short tracks that dreamed of racing at the Indy 500.
Your dad was very well known in the racing community and helped a lot of drivers get their starts.
Yes. I mean, he's Dave Fisher, I think. Is you're not referring to Charlie. And there's a couple uncles that have done a lot in sprint car racing, and sometimes people get them confused. But, you know, Dave is my dad, and he worked with Zach Veach, who just ran his first Indy 500 this past weekend. So, you know, it's just been a huge racing family and been really a great, you know, part of what we do.
We talk about the allure of the Indy 500 and the spectacle. For years, I watched it on TV and had never been there live. A few years ago, we went to the 99th running of the Indy 500. Now I really know what everybody's talking about. What an experience. All of the bands, all of the amazing stars that are there. It's got to be amazing for a driver just to be there during the month of May.
Well, you always want to be behind a wheel, you know. So it's such an experience, and it's definitely the greatest race in the world in my mind. So, you know, to see drivers like Fernando Alonso come and respect it and be so excited to be there is awesome. So, you know, and to be the pace car driver now following in the footsteps of Johnny Rutherford, that's a huge honor for me. And, you know, to have owned teams there for, you know, multiple years and just to continue to be a part of it is just, you know, it's fantastic.
At age 19, you became the youngest woman to qualify for the Indy 500. What do you remember about the week leading up to that particular event?
Well, when I was 19, it's hard to remember all the way back there, but just always wanting to be in the race car. I know that much. You know, that was my peaceful zone. You know, there was a lot of people asking questions about it and, you know, what the experience was like. And being in those types of cars, it's just, you know, like being at home, being comfortable. And it was just a great experience for me. And, you know, having rolled into the Indianapolis 500 as a driver for my first time and to be there for the first time ever as a driver, not as a fan, it was pretty overwhelming. So, you know, I had some great people surrounding me, and, you know, and my engineer is the strategist now for Rossi, so it's pretty neat to watch that. So it's a small network, and it's been a great experience to still be a part of.
That's very interesting you say that, because last year when we had Janet Guthrie on the show, she said the exact same thing. All the chatter going around, everything going on, once you step into that car, put your helmet on and buckle in, that's where she was most comfortable.
Absolutely. I think every driver will say the same thing, regardless of being a female or a male or whatever. They're always the most comfortable when they have a helmet on and behind the race car. And being at the 500, it's such a huge part of your life, and it never goes away. You know, that's a part of your life and will always be. There's so many drivers that will, you know, come here and be a part of it, which is why Andy and I decided primarily to make Speedway Indoor Karting, the go-kart track we built indoors here on Main Street and Speedway. You know, our next new business function is here. Our lives are here. Our business is here. And, you know, the many employees that we have are here. So it just made sense for us to continue to do that here.
Over your 11-year IndyCar career, what do you consider your major accomplishments behind the wheel?
Oh, well, I had quite a few years there, so there was, you know, a lot of them that I looked at that I enjoyed. You know, coming back and running fourth at Nazareth after being out of a car for a while, that was a lot of fun. You know, and making the call at Kentucky to come in when we had to follow another series, you know, in different rubber, and then going out and then setting the track record when, you know, the track was right later in the day. There's just all kinds of great experiences. So I don't ever think there was just one great defining moment when you have a career that has had some durability like that.
One thing I didn't know about you, you ran a little NASCAR K&N Pro Series. How did that experience go?
The West Series was a different experience. You know, Richard Childress had asked me if I would drive a stock car for him and learn that series a little bit. So he decided that the West Series would be the best place for me to experience that. It was fun to a degree, but, you know, because the way you drive those cars are very much like a sprint car, you know, not as much like an Indy car. And I did well at the end there, but it was so far away from the East Coast that Richard couldn't get to any of the races. So it was very difficult to, you know, showcase the things that were going on, I guess, at the time. So, you know, my heart's always been at the Indianapolis 500, and you know, that's kind of where I wanted to go next. And the steps that were going to be involved to go to the next level there were just kind of long and drawn out, and there was an opportunity for me to get back in a car at the Indy 500, so I went that route instead.
Becoming an IndyCar team owner, in the process, you became the first female and youngest team owner in history. How did that opportunity come about?
I luckily had some issues with some staff and engineering on the last team that I drove for. And, you know, I had issues with clearing that out. And so my husband and I decided that the only way to have people work with us that truly wanted to be there was to hire them ourselves. So that's sort of how the basis of SFR began. And, you know, we just did it on our own. We put all the money that I had ever earned into it. You know, it started basically from a bucket of bolts.
The 2011 team win at Kentucky, what was that experience like for you as an owner?
Well, to have Ed Carpenter in the seat again, you know, when he was out of a ride, I did that for Graham Ray Hall. I did that for Ed. It was neat to be able to do that for a bunch of kids here in the sport. And, you know, as an owner to have had a child 3 weeks prior to that, you know, and to hold her in victory lane, that was pretty unique. And then, you know, to have seen the team that was only a 10-race team commitment in the series, to go and do that at Kentucky, you know, as a part-time team, it was just awesome. We had a great group of guys. We had a great engineering staff, and we had a budget that allowed us to prepare for that race. So it was very rewarding and a lot of great memories, a lot of great friends from that.
What do you consider to be your biggest success as an owner? Is that the Kentucky race?
Like being a driver, there were so many experiences that I don't think I could put my thumb on just one. You know, there's a lifetime of memories there that add up to the whole story.
The discussion to sell the team, it seems like that was the right one for you to make at the time with the brand new business and the new family.
The split of the team came before the new business, so that's a clarification there. It was what needed to happen at the time and the direction that both teams sort of were going prior to even the merge. So, you know, the operation of a race team is a pretty intricate process. Where we are today, we're really happy where we are, and, you know, where we go from here, no one knows.
Your son and daughter, do you see them racing in the future?
If they want to, you know, I can't tell them that they can't. Because, you know, it's what we do, but certainly they would need to love it in order to do it, because it's a full-time commitment.
Sarah, your new venture is a 60,000-square-foot karting facility that is getting rave reviews from everybody that's been there, and it's an awesome facility.
Thank you so much. It's a very European-style indoor karting facility that's a two-level 14-turn road course. It has a sunken banked oval that's very unique to the United States. There's nothing like it. The carts are Italian. They're the CRG brand, and they're gas-powered. So we have a very sophisticated exhaust system to provide our guests the opportunity to have very, very clean, fresh air and you know, not take away, you know, the smell that you experience at a lot of other facilities. Our facility also features a two-level American cuisine restaurant called 1911 Grill, so that we can have everything you would need on site for an event, whether that's in our conference rooms or on track driving or whatever it is that you would want to experience.
Safety. When you first saw the Scott Dixon crash on Sunday and the driver walked away, that is a testament to the advances in the safety.
Sure, absolutely. Well, there's a lot to it. You know, it's the head surrounds, it's the, you know, the car, the packages itself, the fencing, the facilities. So it all worked together. You know, I don't think it's one specific thing. And I think as they advance further, they'll look at that together to continue to make it even better. So that's the wonderful thing about our series and our sport, is that safety is never good enough. They're always looking at ways to improve it.
Your 2010 book, how did the idea come about, and what was that undertaking like?
It was actually just from a lot of fans wanting to hear, you know, little stories here or there, when questions that I would get that would bring up stories that I'd want to tell. And the two people that helped me write it started hearing a lot of the stories that would come out after, you know, autograph sessions or appearances, and thought, why don't we write some of these down and share them? Sort of stemmed from that, and then it developed into sort of a, you know, that type of bathroom style book where you can read a quick snippet one at a time. So, you know, it was neat. It was a neat experience, and I'd really like to do it again at some point, but right now we're just way too busy, so maybe soon.
Besides being a mom, running the karting facility, you're also out on the road doing some speaking.
Yeah, that's mainly talk about my experiences at the 500 and team building experiences. I've talked to, like, IPL about safety on their safety days. So it just really depends on what the group request is and, you know, their affiliation with the Indianapolis Motor Speedway or their, you know, independent request.
If people would like to find out more about your brand new karting facility, what's the best way to do that, Sarah?
To go to sikarting.com.
I hope to get out and see this facility in person, and I appreciate you taking the time to be with us here on the Dirt Show today.
Thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Napa Know How.
When you buy AC Pro refrigerant at Napa for $33.99, it comes with a pressure gauge, quick connect hose, and refrigerant to make just about any car cool again. Old cars, new cars, brown cars, even cars with hand crank windows. If it has four wheels and an air conditioner, AC Pro refrigerant for $33.99 can make your car cool. Literally. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer expires 6/30/17.
Midwest Collision has earned a reputation as the area's collision repair professionals, locally owned with over 40 years of combined experience. If you're involved in an accident, Midwest Collision Center in Faribault can handle all your repairs, including brakes, shocks, and alignments, all on site. All insurance claims welcome, providing you with a free loaner vehicle while yours is fixed. Call Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., 332-2434.
Let me tell you, friends, about our store. It's a great place we call Miners Outdoor.
Miners Outdoor in Blooming Prairie is the place to go for your next golf cart. And now with two locations, Miners Outdoor can serve you even better. Be sure to check out More Golf and Utility, located just 3 miles east of I-35 in Lakeville. Remember to ask about Club Car's new consumer golf cart, Onward. That's Miners Outdoor in Blooming Prairie and More Golf and Utility in Lakeville.
Miners Outdoor, Major Tough.
Coles Electric in Owatonna is there, whether it's a small or large project, with state-of-the-art technology ensuring a professional job will be done every time. Coles Electric services include new construction, design and build, lighting design and installation, remodel work, high voltage, and PLCs. Coles other services include generator sales, security systems, infrared cameras, directional boring systems, underground trenching, plowing, cable location, vacuum excavation, pole setting, boom truck, and 24-hour on-call emergency service. That's Coles Electric in Owatonna, licensed, bonded, insured, and offering free estimates.
After many years working on and repairing large commercial vehicles, Rod French opened his own welding, repair, and fabrication shop. For the past 15 years, Rod has run his fabricating business at his country home, offering welding and fabrication as well as truck frame extensions. In 2012, the business expanded to include designing, building, and installing Powerlift hydraulic doors from French's Repair and Fabrication Incorporated and Powerlift doors by French Manufacturing Incorporated. Give us a call at 507-374-9306.
Welcome back to a special segment here on the Dirt Show, and it is my pleasure today to be joined by Larry Lotion. And if you get out to some of the local racetracks, you know him from Dirt Track Race Cars. And Larry, when we went to Fairmont earlier this season, I was kind of torn whether I should stay under the grandstands and talk to you or go up and watch the races, because you are a very interesting individual. And Larry, you were telling me some early stories about going to the races with your dad. And when did you get hooked on racing?
Well, I got hooked on racing. It actually preceded the first year of Jackson Speedway, which was 1954. My racing fan career started in about 1952. The track in Milford, Iowa, which was also known as the Okoboji Speed Bowl, had started in the summer of 52, and at that time I was probably about 5 years old, and even that first summer I begged my father to take me to the races, which were, I believe, held on Tuesday nights. And being 5 years old, he said, "No, you can't come because you'll just fall asleep." So finally, in 1953, I was able to attend my first race at Okoboji Speed Bowl, which was, they were primarily stock car / jalopies. That's where we really got started in the 53-54 period of time, and then things evolved over to all of the racers from the Okoboji Speed Bowl. They made up the core that were at the first race in Jackson.
You know, something that people might not remember about that era is cars were very different. They did not look the same. Each one was individually built. There was innovation, creation. You might see a Ford with a DeSoto engine in it. You didn't know what the combination of cars that were running out there were.
Yes, they were no two cars looked alike, and I'm sure underneath the hood, which is a young man, very young boy, I couldn't tell what they were running, but definitely, and of course, cars even change from week to week. If a racer wrecked his car, he may not be back for 2 or 3 weeks because you just didn't pull another one out of the trailer and race that day.
Larry, when I started talking to you at Fairmont, I was amazed at the variety, and you said this is just a fraction of what I carry. The most interesting thing to me is you can actually buy replicas of local drivers that raced at Jackson, that raced at Fairmont. These are people that you actually watch, like Jim Edgington. I also saw some old Terry McCarl cars. Just about anything you would want from southwestern Minnesota, you have.
Yes, this might go back about 10 years ago. We started out doing replicas of the local tracks, primarily 164th diecast sprint cars, and then that whole thing morphed into doing the 124th scale, and we probably got our first really big break when we did the Kinzer and Schatz teams come to me in 2005 asking me to make cars for them. That was quite an honor to do that, and so we did, in 2005, we did the 164 scales for Craig Kinzer, Steve Kinzer, and Donnie Schatz. The most unique thing about that whole process, it takes about 4 months plus to get a car done, and because they're made overseas and they come to the United States. Well, the Craig Kinzer car arrived on Monday night of the Knoxville Nationals, and that was the same year that Craig Kinzer won the Saturday Night Nationals. And so the cars got there on Monday, and he won on a Saturday. And, of course, Mrs. Kinzer bought virtually the whole production run, and so she was very pleased to have all those cars just in time to see her son win for the very first time the Knoxville Nationals.
The other thing that you carry is models. And I know for people who enjoyed modeling as a kid, it's very hard to find these old racing coupe kits, and you have a whole bunch of them.
Yeah, we took the basic 125th scale model kit, a lot of 32 Fords, 34 Fords, a lot of cars from the 30s, and we came up with innovative packaging so you can have a 32 Ford that looks just exactly like the car that was driven at Jackson or Husitz or Fairmont or any one of the other Midwest tracks in the 50s and the 60s. And that's been a very popular line of model kits. A lot of these guys that buy the kits are actually old drivers or old car owners that are in their 50s, 60s, 70s. And they used to actually put the actual car together. And, of course, they're retired now. And so they just enjoy putting these model kits together, recreating cars that once raced in the track of the southern Minnesota, northern Iowa.
And what's nice is the guys that are really good at that can take a basic kit and make an exact replica with the parts that are available.
We just consider we are selling you a donor kit. And what the term donor kit means, we're giving you the basic kit, and then you modify that kit to make it look like, as best as your memory can serve you, make it look like the car that maybe you once raced, maybe it's the car that your neighbor ran. The one thing you find out about the old race cars, especially in the 50s, very few pictures were taken, and very few pictures have survived of the old car. So a lot of it's memory, as best as we can remember it.
Larry, growing up through your adolescent years and through your teenage years, who were some of the favorite drivers that you liked to watch, and what tracks did they race at?
We were fortunate in this area in that we had the Jackson Speedway and the Fairmont Raceway, which were two big half miles. So the Super Modifieds ran on Friday nights and Saturday nights at the two tracks. And Fairmont, from year to year, either raced on a Friday night or a Sunday night. Back then, certainly some of the biggest drivers were Daryl Dolly and Jack McCorkle and Vic Dix, and I almost have to have a list of them. It was kind of who's who in the Midwest raced at those two tracks. Certainly, it was a special period of time in that A features were lined up based on points. If you had the most points, you started in the back. Now, of course, the cream always rises to the top, so in most A features. So usually by the time, and I think that most of your feature races were like 15 laps. And by the time you ran into your 13th, 14th, 15th lap, yes, Daryl Dolly had worked his way all the way from the back to the front, and Jack McCorkle and the whole gang. And so you really saw a dynamite race, A feature, every Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday night. That's what was so special about that period of time, is the guy that started in the front most often did not finish in the front, and he was usually a slower car. Very exciting races, and I know that my recollection, the very first race at Fairmont, I know they had a seating capacity of over 5,000, and I know it was a sellout the very first night. That's how big super modified racing was back there during that period of time.
Larry, I know your display draws a lot of attention at any of the tracks that you go to. I can imagine over the years you've had some incredible people walk up to you and introduce themselves.
It is amazing to have some of the old drivers walk up to you, and of course I don't recognize them. I remember at the Knoxville Nationals, I think it was last year, Stacy Redmond walked up, and I was talking to him, but I didn't know who he was. And then he introduced himself, and boy, what a pleasure to talk racing with some of the old guys that were your heroes when you were growing up. And yeah, to have Doug Wolfgang walk up to you and comes to talking racing, you put a nickel on Doug and he just takes off, you know. And no two stories are the same, and it's very interesting. Also, this wasn't somebody that came up to me at the track, but I had the pleasure of meeting Lorne Woodke in his elder years. And what a privilege to, what a gentleman, what an ambassador for the hobby. He just, old World War II vet, and I believe he had a car on the track every year starting in, he was probably down at Okoboji back in 52. I know he was at Jackson in 54. I think they probably had a car on the track for almost 60 consecutive years.
Larry, how long have you been doing this die-cast and model car business, and what prompted you to get started?
We started in about 2003. It just started out as a four-car series for the Jackson Speedway. I've been a collector as an adult of sprint cars, and primarily, but the one thing that always bothered me is there was an awful lot of cars, types of cars, that you never found in any of the chain stores or the hobby stores, or any, just nobody ever made them. And so what we decided to do is make a bunch of old-time cars that nobody had ever produced. There's no bigger thrill than to make a replica of an old modified for a modified driver who never had a car made for him. And you get a big thrill out of that. When we make a, for instance, a new 125th scale die-cast modified car, the very first, we usually make just a dozen of each to start. The very first car that we make goes to the driver, and of course that's done at no charge, and it's probably the first time anybody's ever made a model car for that guy, and he may have been real famous. And in some cases we made cars of guys that were definitely what we used to call B feature cars. They usually did not make the A, but certainly nobody ever made a car for them. So tremendous amount of satisfaction in doing that for me.
Larry, I would highly suggest before anybody goes on your website that they have plenty of time, because there is so much on there to draw your attention, you will be amazed. Can you tell people your website and what is the best way to get a hold of you?
Even if you didn't even plan on buying something, you need to go to our website and take a look at the pictures, because it's a cornucopia of old-time race cars and replicas of the cars and model kits, and as well as the present-day sprint cars that race at Jackson and Knoxville and Houston. So you can go to our website, and our website is dirttrackracecars.com. You just spell it out, dirttrackracecars.com. That's the website. Our phone number here at the warehouse is 712-362-8038. Our warehouse is located in Estherville, Iowa. I'm 68 years old, so I'm kind of semi-retired, so we're not here every day. So you're welcome to come and go through the warehouse, but you really should give us a call first, because I don't want you driving 100 miles and we're out for a hamburger that day or something like that. So 712-362-8038.
Larry, thanks for all you do to promote area dirt track racing, and what an awesome website. I suggest anybody checking this out or coming down to see your warehouse, and thank you so much for being with us here on the Dirt Show today.
Well, thank you for the opportunity to tell everybody about what we've done and what's available.
Why does the Ron Hornaday race team use Walker Performance Filtration Systems?
Well, yeah, you're talking to the right guy with using it. Yeah, Ben and the whole Walker family has been part of our family for a long time. We've known them for a long time. And then when Ben started the Walker Performance Filtration System, we definitely had to try it. And he's had it on there for the last couple of years. It's been really supportive of what we've been doing in our racing program. We probably ran 30, 35 races with two cars last year. So we got 60-something races on our cars. And, you use the old filter before, and every time you pull it apart, you always had that little dust ring around the top of the carburetor. And the last year and a half, 2 years, we've been using this filtration system for Walker. We haven't had any of that. We've been running two or three races without cleaning it. And unless it's really dusty, we might have to, get two races out of it. But, Ben's been a big help and a big plus to our racing, for ordinary race cars. So I really got to thank Walker Performance Filtration.
See WalkerPerformanceFiltration.com or call them at 818-252-7788.
Why would you use anything but the latest technology and packaging when it comes to shipping your business products? Hi, this is Ryan. Here at Foamcraft Packaging, we provide a complete line of packaging materials, including foam products, pallets, crates, corrugated boxes, and much, much more. See all of our different packaging options at foamcraftpackaging.com or call toll-free 1-844-655-2365. That's 844-655-2365.
Come on, kids! Let's go outside to play!
Hello, Wolf and Sons? Can you come spray my yard for mosquitoes?
If you can't be outside because of the mosquitoes, call Wolf and Sons at 507-455-3524.
Gilland Enterprises is your local distributor of Justice Brothers Car Care products. Justice Brothers products are manufactured for industrial, agricultural, heavy equipment, and automotive equipment. Their high-quality products are used by today's top racing teams. Justice Brothers products reduce breakage, downtime, and increase machinery reliability, life, and performance, which increases your profits. This family-owned America's brand for quality products has provided additives, lubricants, and cleaner to automotive enthusiasts, racers, truckers, industries, and farmers for more than 80 years. Contact Gilland Enterprises, your local Justice Brothers Car Care Products distributor today at 952-934-7354 or visit our website at justicebrothers.com. Go with a winner. Gilland Enterprises and Justice Brothers.
Welcome back to a special segment here on The Dirt Show, and I am joined by Denny Garber. And Denny, the popularity of the racing reunions going on down at Kossuth County Museum and also over at Steve Yagi's over the winter. People really enjoy getting together and sharing stories and looking at the old pictures and meeting these drivers that were their heroes when they were little kids. And you are putting one together down in southwestern Minnesota, and you've got a great lineup of guests, Denny.
Yeah, the Agee Motorsports Museum, we go out and we do these get-togethers kind of different places to let people know that we're not Knoxville, but we are a museum, and we're looking for new people to come and visit with us and come see the museum. And, yeah, we're going to go up to Windham, Minnesota. At one time, there was about 8 cars coming out of that area. And then 66, 7, and 8, somewhere in them years, that raced around the area. And pretty much of them are all still alive, and so we just said, let's do it. It sounds like fun. So we went ahead and we put together, it's called the Business and Arts Recreational Center in Windham, Minnesota. And it's really easy to find. The address is 1012 5th Avenue, Windham, Minnesota. And it'll be in a air-conditioned building if it's hot or cold or whatever. It's in the gym. Our guests are going to be three guys that run really hard at Jackson and Fairmont. We got Dick Forbrook coming from Morgan, Minnesota, Bob Hansen from Windham, Minnesota, and Larry Smith, Windham, Minnesota. They raced hard. They took some pretty good rides. Larry was in a full body cast for 9 months before he went back racing, so there should be some good stories behind that. You're going to be there, do some talking, which will be pretty cool. We've never did nothing together, but looking forward to it. And also Don Masters from the Fairmont Archives, and he also has on an internet website that you can look up pictures and stuff from the Fairmont Speedway. So he's going to be there. So I think it'll be a fun day.
Denny, I know the doors open at noon, and I'm going to be there with a table talking to fans, and I'm going to bring some of my pictures down and talk about some of my stories. If somebody out there has a bunch of old pictures, would like to come down, we'll definitely get them set up at a table so they can display them and meet the drivers and talk to the fans. And then at 2 o'clock, there will be a forum with Chad Meyer doing the interviews. And he always does a great job and brings out some great stories in these drivers. And it's going to be a fun day for everybody. I highly recommend coming down on Sunday, June 25th to Windham. If they would like more information, I know the flyer's up on my website. It's also up on the Kossuth County Museum website. Or if they need to get a hold of somebody, is there someone they can call?
Yeah, they can get a hold of me. My number and stuff is on the news on the website, so get a hold of me. I'll steer them up there the best that I can. It's very easy to find. Like you said, talking with the drivers and stuff will start about 2 o'clock in probably a couple hours, and I'm sure with three guys there should be some pretty good stories through the years in that. In fact, Bob Hansen, he went off of number one corner at Fairmont and ended up, believe it or not, on top of the railroad tracks, which is out there quite a ways, and lucky that he get the train stopped before they hit the car and they got the car off and come up. I got some awesome pictures of that so people could see, but he said that was quite a ride to take in the air. He was pretty high.
Denny, I know putting an event together like this takes a lot of behind-the-scenes effort. Thank you so much for spearheading this event. Again, Sunday, June 25th, Windham, Minnesota. Doors open at noon. West Gym of the Business Arts and Recreational Center at 1012 5th Avenue, Windham, Minnesota. Any questions, look at the Kossuth County Museum website or at the Dirt Show page. Thank you so much for being with us, Denny.
Thanks, Will. See you in a couple of weeks.
Absolutely.
Duradoc strength and durability withstand the water and elements 24 hours a day. Duradoc's all-aluminum welded construction, stainless steel fasteners, and non-slip surface that stays cool even in the hottest weather. It might just outlast your water skiing days. Whatever you need, roll-ins, floaters, or sectionals, Duradoc has got you covered. And best of all, no tools are needed for installation, which leaves you more time to enjoy the lake. Contact Tony today at 641-529-0698 for standard or custom sizes. The last dock you will ever need to purchase. Duradoc.
When it comes to buying the parts that will put your race car in victory lane, all you want to know are the facts. Fact, Arrow Racing Wheels can be seen on the dirt and asphalt tracks across the nation. Fact, Arrow Racing Wheels has become the largest premier racing wheel supplier by supplying quality and durability at an affordable price. Fact, the Arrow 59 Series wheel has won more Monster Energy, NASCAR, Xfinity, and Camping World Truck Series races than all other brands combined. As a matter of fact, if you want to run with the winner, see arrowracingwheels.com or call 888-895-2376 today.
The big boys with the big toys. Enterprises. We got the right stuff to get the job done. We can get it done fast, we can get it done right.
We're not messing around with those sissy toys.
Fire them up, let the horses run. The big boys with the big toys.
Hi, this is Ken Snow from Snow's Classics. Had your ride for a while? And are you looking to clear out some space in your shop? Now is a great time to sell your classics at Snow's Classics. We take the headaches out of selling your classic car. Plus, your car will be viewed by thousands of cars driving by on I-35 and at our huge car show Saturday, July 15th. Log on to snowsclassics.com and check out what we have to offer, where we make dreams happen one customer at a time.
If you're like me you hate when your outdoor gas-powered equipment won't start. What I've learned is that most of these breakdowns are caused by ethanol and street gas, which eats up the fuel system, and warranties don't cover fuel-related repairs. Well, the experts at VP Racing Fuels developed a solution called VP Small Engine Fuel. It's an unleaded fuel blend with no ethanol, so it prevents those problems. The unleaded fuel is perfect for four-cycle engines, like lawnmowers or generators, and for two-cycle equipment like chainsaws and trimmers. VP's fuel is pre-mixed with oil. That means no measuring or mixing. Just pour it in and start it up. You'll find VP Small Engine Fuel, or SEF, in quart size and 1 gallon containers for smaller tools, and 5 gallon pails for larger equipment. Try VP Small Engine Fuel, available at the Home Depot, or visit VPSEF.com. That's VP-SEF.com for more information. VPSEF is for use in small engines only and may not be used in motor vehicles.
Rhino Egg believes in building products with quality from the inside out. We start by hiring farmers to work in manufacturing building products for farmers. They know the best about the day-to-day demands the farmer expects. Then every Rhino product is factory filled with Lucas Oil to make sure every part on a Rhino is quality from the inside out. For a dealer near you, visit rhinoegg.com.
Welcome back to our special segment here on The Dirt Show, and I'm always joined by Speed the Sauce Man from Cookies Barbecue Sauces and Seasonings. And Speed, the World Pork Expo just got over with, and barbecued ribs are always a huge topic. A lot of people have difficulty making them and cooking them right to get them tender, fall off the bone, and get the taste. But you've got the knack.
Well, I'll tell you what, ribs are mighty tasty, actually, 12 months out of the year. And, boy, I'll tell you, there certainly was some nice crowds down there at Expo. I want to thank all the pork producers and other people that stopped by to say hi. And it was good seeing you, too, Klein. You and I don't get a chance to get together that often.
Well, it's always a great event, and your booth always draws a big crowd because nothing's better than a free meal, especially when it's from Cookies, Barbecue Sauces, and Seasonings.
Yeah, there you go. And I think we ended up doing about, in the 3 days that we served the pulled pork sandwiches down there, I think we went through, between us and Tama County Pork, just roughly around 8,000 sandwiches. So there was a lot of hogs went to heaven just with a little bit of cookies on them. We cooked a few ribs down there, and I tell you, ribs are easy. Too many people make too much work out of it, and 90% of the time I do back ribs. I just sprinkle flavor enhancer on the top side of them, and don't overcoat them. Just give them a nice dusting of flavor enhancer. I'd say probably a tablespoon to a rack of ribs hits it pretty close. But if you've got the time, do it the night before and wrap them in saran wrap and leave them in your refrigerator. Then the next day, just take them out about, a half an hour before you get your smoker all going and throw them on the smoker bone side down. If you can control the temperature, like we cook all of ours on Traeger smokers, we set them, and then we got a great big Southern Pride that does 108 racks at a time. But we run it usually around 250 to 275, and in about 2.5 hours, when that meat starts to shrink in from the end of the bone, you want about 180 or 185 degree temperature of the meat in between the bone. Then glaze them with the barbecue sauce. We just grab the ribs and bend them, and if they pop, we know they're done. But just glaze them with our sweet hickory barbecue sauce back in your smoker for another half an hour and pull them out, and I'll tell you what, they're just fall apart tender. I mean, they just cut them, and you just bite it right off the bone and makes for some pretty good eating, Klein.
And if the listeners don't want to go to the work of making them themselves, the rib wagon will be out on the road.
Yep, now the rib wagon, in fact, we're heading out to Mitchell, South Dakota. We'll be out there. Mitchell, we'll set up at the county fair store at Mitchell. We'll probably be open 4 o'clock that afternoon from 4 to 6 on the 14th, and then the 15th and 16th from like about 10:30 till 6 on Thursday, and probably 10 to 5 on Friday the 16th, because then we got to tear down and get set up over at Del Rapids, and we'll be open there the morning of the 17th, and we'll run till about 5 o'clock on that Saturday night at the County Fair Store in Del Rapids.
And if they want any more information on where the Rib Wagon will be or any of these products we just talked about, you've got a great place for them to look.
You betcha. All they got to do is just go to the Cookies Facebook page, and that's got the schedule of the Rib Wagon, because we're there, and then in a couple weeks we'll be at the Fairway Store in Carroll, Iowa, and then I think it's like the week or 2 weeks after that, then we're up at the Walmart store in Spirit Lake. So we'll be bouncing around, but you can keep up with us. Just follow the old Cookies Rib Wagon on Facebook. And for these and other great recipes, just go to our website, cookiesbbq.com, and turn the average cook into a renowned chef overnight. Just read the recipe and go for it.
Thanks for being with us, Speed.
You bet. Have a good one, Clayton.
Fast Shafts has been producing drive shafts for late models, modifieds, dirt trucks, and hobby stock since 1992. Fast Shafts, the official drive shaft for the USMTS and USRA, and title sponsors for the IMCA Fast Shafts All-Star Race and IMCA Super Nationals, support the sport of circle track racing throughout the U.S. To get the power from your motor to your tires, run with a proven winner today. Call Fast Shafts made by racers for racers. 800-622-6617.
Race fans, the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum is proud to announce for the 2017 Sprint Car season that our newest exhibit will be our salute to champion Sammy Swindell, running in our museum from June 1st through October 1st. Stop in and view six of Sammy Swindell's winning sprint cars that Sammy drove during his illustrious career and his 1983 Chili Bowl winning midget race car. Plus, we'll have an exclusive interview with Sammy Swindell and award-winning editor Bones Bossier on video inside the salute to champion Sammy Swindell exhibit that you can only see inside the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum. Also, our Salute to Champion Sammy Swindell t-shirts and posters will be available starting June 1st. And don't forget to mark your racing calendars for Saturday, June 3rd, when the 28th Annual National Sprint Car Hall of Fame Induction Banquet will be held right here in Knoxville at Dyer Hudson Hall, and the USAC Sprint Cars return to Knoxville Raceway that same Saturday night, July 3rd. That's our Salute to Champion Sammy Swindell exhibit, June 1st through October 1st at the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum, and the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum Induction Banquet and USAC Sprint Cars, Saturday night, June 3rd in Knoxville.
Hey, you're pretty good with tools. Can you help me with a project?
Sure. What do you have in mind?
Wow, cool. That's my Batwing Chassis Outlaw Mini Mod. They offer kit pricing for the guys who are handy with the wrenches, and I save $2,000.
Batwing Chassis Outlaw Mini Mods are well engineered, and they're easy to work on. We should have this car ready to race in no time.
Wait a minute. How do you know so much about Batwing Chassis Outlaw Mini Mods?
Because that's mine over in the corner. Turnkey cars start at $8,999.
Yeah, I know.
Now, about that $2,000 you say, Dave, don't you think?
Oh, boy, here we go.
Find out more today at batwingchassis.com or call 507-456-5465 anytime.
This is your old friend Speed the Sauce Man. Welcome to the Dirt Track segment brought to you by Cookies, Sauces, and Seasonings.
Kossuth County Speedway in Algona, Iowa was racing last Thursday night, June 1st. In the modifieds, it was Kelly Shryock over Clay Money. In the sport mods, it was Jake McBierney over George Nordman. In the hobby stock, Shannon Anderson over Gary Pesica. In the sport compacts, Nate Koopman over Ryan Bryant. And in the stock cars, Kurt Lund over Heath Tulp. They were also racing at KRA Speedway in Wilmer, Minnesota last Thursday night, June 1st. In the modifieds, Brian Haben over Tim Johnson. In the B mods, Jason Hoffman over Ryan Slusner. In the Mod 4s, Matt Halls over Tyler Larson. In the Sport Compacts, Dustin Verkus over Joe Martin. In the Street Stocks, Tim Johnson over Kevin Schmidt. And in the Super Stocks, Tim Johnson over Daxton Koch. Last Friday night, June 2nd, they were racing at Hancock County Speedway in Britt, Iowa. In the IMCA Modified feature, Kelly Shryock over Tom Berry Jr. In the IMCA Sport Mods, Jared Baumeister over Nick Meyer. In the IMCA Stock Car Division, it was Justin Newring over Ned Kalis. In the IMCA Hobby Stock feature, Tony Schmidt over Drew Bargloff. And in the Sport Compacts, it was Oliver Munson over Hunter Benson. They were also racing last Friday night at Chateau Raceway in Lansing, Minnesota. In the modifieds, it was Jason Cummins over Brad Waits. In the Midwest mods, Dan Wheeler over Robbie Franklin. In the Hornets, Michael Wach Jr. over Bob Knutson. In the Pier Stocks, Jesse Hall over Chris Hotvec. In the Street Stocks, Mike Blowers over Corey Adams. And in the USRA B mods, Caden Kath over Kylie Kath. Granite City Speedway was racing last Friday night, June 2nd. In the modified, Shane Sabraski over Dave Kane. In the B-Mods, Keith Thell over Travis Schulte. In the Mod 4s, Dean Larson over Adam Prevey. In the Sport Compacts, Corey Merworth over Eric Cleesby. In the Super Stocks, Tim Johnson over Dave Moss. They were also racing at Mississippi Thunder in Fountain City, Wisconsin last Friday night in the 600 Modifieds. Hunter Sizisky over Bruce Schmidt in the Hornets. John Sievertson over Brad York in the Street Stocks. Michael Knutson over Travis Krause in the USRA B Mods. Eric Kanz over John Van Mintzel in the USRA Limited Late Models. Lance Hover over Tony Barr. And in the USRA Stock Cars, Pete Solem over Troy Hansmeyer. Saturday night, June 3rd, the Shore Launch 250 ARCA race at Elko Speedway. Your winner, Austin Thorault in the Kenny Schrader number 52 over Christian Eckes. Arlington Raceway was also racing Saturday night, June 3rd, in the IMCA Hobby Stock feature. Corey Probst over Tyler Boyda. In the Sport Compacts, Nate Koopman over Scott Porter. In the Sport Mods, Matthew Loaf over Jason Schroeder. In the Sportman Carts, Carter Dragger over Joey Reimers. In the Junior Carts, Andrew Allen over Zoe Porter. In the Stock Carts, J.J. Reimers over Nicole Kreuer. In the Modifieds, Trevor Loverud over Jesse Rogatsky. In the Outlaw Hobby feature, Dakota Robinson over Joe Pamir. In the Stock Cars, Matthew Showers over Dan McIntoon. Viking Speedway in Alexandria, Minnesota was also racing last Saturday night, June 3rd. In the Modifieds, Josh Thornes over Blake Jetvig. In the B-Mods, it was Cody Lee over Corey Stork. In the Late Models, Zach Johnson over Corey Nelson. In the Pure Stocks, Jesse Waldorf over Tanner Horn. In the Street Stocks, Tim Johnson over Justin Vogel. And in the Super Stocks, Tim Johnson over Travis Scherer. Ogilvy Raceway was also racing last Saturday night, June 3rd. In the Modifieds, Jody Bellafuel over Jeremy Nelson. In the Midwest Modifieds, Jeremy Nelson over Eric Lamb. In the Super Stocks, Dave Moss over Dustin Nelson. In the Hornets, Joseph Wilbur over Brittany Smith. The Batwing Chassis Outlaw Mini Mods were also racing at Rock County Speedway. It was Adam Ackerman over Tayton Hansen. Also going on last weekend was the Jackson Nationals at the Jackson Motorplex in Jackson, Minnesota. Last Friday night in the 410 A Main feature, Kerry Madsen over Craig Kinzer. In the 360 A Main feature, it was Thomas Kennedy over Jack Dover. And in the 305 Race Saver Sprint Car A-Main, Ben Woods over Dusty Ballinger. Saturday night, June 3rd, the Jackson National Finale Night in the 410 A-Main Sprint Car feature, Brad Sweet over Kerry Madsen. In the 360 A-Main feature, Jack Dover over Cody Ledger. And in the 305 Race Saver Sprint Car A-Main, Brady Forbrook with his first feature win over Brandon Allen. Rice Lake Speedway in Rice Lake, Wisconsin was also racing last Saturday night, June 3rd. In the Wasota Modified A-Main, Kevin Adams over Mike Anderson. In the Wasota Super Stocks, Jim Kimfel over Eric Olson. In the Wasota Midwest Modified feature, Joe Chaplin over Shane Halopka. In the Street Stocks, Jake Kasson over Hunter Van Gilder. And in the Pier Stocks, Dustin Doty over Jason Havel. Knoxville Raceway in Knoxville, Iowa was also racing last Saturday night, June 3rd. In the USAC non-wing sprint car A-Main, it was Justin Grant over Robert Ballou. In the 360 sprint car A-Main feature, Wayne Johnson over Terry McCarl. And in the 305 A-Main sprint car feature, Kevin Hetrick with his third win this year over Chris Walveran. The Batwing Chassis Outlaw Mini Mods were at Redwood Speedway on Sunday night, June 4th, Matt Narveson over Nathan Kilwine. Mason City Motor Speedway was also racing Sunday night, June 4th in the Hobby Stocks. Matt White over Tony Schmidt. In the USRA Modified A-Main, Jason Cummins over J.D. Erringer. In the USRA B-Mods, Ben Maudry over Dan Hoofden. In the Stock Cars, Derek Green over Steve Jackson. And in the Tuners, Devin Jones over Mitch Ballack.
Nothing's more frustrating than the sound of car not starting or clunking noise. Hi, this is Ashley from the Otana Auto Clinic. Summer vacations should be a time to get away and relax with the family, not to spend time stuck on the side of the road or at an unfamiliar repair shop far from home. Here at the Otana Auto Clinic, our customers are like family. Stop by our emergency room for vehicles and we will give your automobile a complete inspection and send you on down the road for a worry-free vacation. So call the Otana Auto Clinic today before you head on your way at 414-Auto.
Hi, this is Harvey West, and you've been listening to The Dirt Show. See you at the races.